La 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 la.
Hello, the tens on duty today are the Rome 1 and Ashkelon 3. We are going to read an excerpt from the source, from Bala Sulam. Those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted, bringing contentment to his Maker. If he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should bring him joy. We'll read it again. Those who want to walk on the in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted, bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Shalom, chaverim. Shalom, Kli Olami.
Hello friends, hello World Kli. We would like to invite all of the friends to warm up the hearts and to hold the workshop.
And
this is the question. How can one help the other in order to create an atmosphere of joy in the ten above all the states? Again, how can one help the other in order to create an atmosphere of joy in the ten above all the states?
We talked a lot about it, that all that you can give is our spirit, which is the confidence and the adhesion to the path, and that the path is taken above reason in darkness, and specifically with disturbances, and the disturbances should actually bring you joy, because upon them you can overcome. And it is this connection that is helping us, and a person only needs to throw himself into the group, and we will carry him up, we will lift him and encourage him, and this is what we should actually give one another.
We remind each other that there is none else besides him, that he is good, good who does good. We are here together with Rav and all of the Kabbalists. on the true path, the most important path in the world.
And that all of these states are given to us truly with great precision and with great love, in order to let us take a step, a first step by ourselves. And specifically when we feel them, we can help each other to truly not forget that here we have our place of independence.
Yes, and the Rabash writes that we can always help each other with uplifted spirits, goal-oriented spirits, helping each other, confidence in the goal, on the path.
Yes, we can always, and we really have to, help each other with the matter of spirit. A feeling of confidence. And really acting. We have to act our future states all the time in which we want to be. And this is how we are always awakening the prayer to the Creator, that He will indeed make these states come true in us.
We assemble together here and now to work on the connection between us, to learn how to bestow, and our connection includes everything that the person needs, that the ten needs. There's joy here, gratitude, prayer, and above all, there's joy for the Creator in our connection, which should make us very glad.
Yes, and each morning we start with a workshop question. We start rolling the ball, lifting it up into the air. The joy, the connection, the prayer, the spirit, the confidence that we all have to be on the path with the Kabbalists, with the Kabbalists, and giving contentment to the Creator.
And the joy is an outcome of good deeds. So it's the goods that the good deeds that exist between us when we try to connect, and we have been awarded with bestowing contentment upon the Creator.
And here the true reality actually exists, the true life. And within the imaginary reality, with gratitude for the privilege we were given to be with our huge Rav and our huge friends.
And we as a ten give each and every one a place, room to invest his soul, and he will discover that it's a warm home, and he will find himself there, and he's given the opportunity, a path to truly offer himself to the ten and devote himself to the ten, and in that he will find life.
And now is exactly the time to prepare to feel that everything that we are going through, it is all letters, words, sensations that express for us that warm place, this home, this spiritual home in the ten.
And what greater privilege can we have than the ability to turn to the Creator above all states, in all states? That's why He arranged those states. And how lucky are we to have come to this specific topic for a lesson, which is prayer. There's nothing more than that, nothing in life but to turn to the Creator. Our whole life, the whole of creation, is there only for us to take that step. And here we're going to go through the most important thing. It's impossible to even put in words how this is the only thing that there is.
So, and then we need to be in gratitude to the Creator, gratitude for the privilege that He has given us to be in contact with Him, and the privilege that He is giving us all the forces, giving us all the kelim, the vessels, so that we can truly connect between us and discover Him.
Yes, and each one has this ability to add that something special that he has to make the friends glad. His confidence is overcoming. Each one who makes this effort and wants to bring uplifted spirits to the society, that's is a special part. And in our collective work together, this gives all of us much greater strength than when each one does it by himself.
All right, dear friends, now we will have a silent workshop. And the question is, how does the gladness help us connect during the morning lesson? Again, how does gladness help us connect during the morning lesson?